You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, January 29, 2026. Ka-ching! Electric utility balance sheets threatened by record debt from AI-driven CapEx. Published by Thomas Birakri. Given the recent media focus on artificial intelligence, AI, and the surge of data center construction, it comes as no surprise that the electric utility industry's capital investments have risen to record highs. What isn't as widely publicized is the enormous strain this historic expansion has placed on utility balance sheets, as industry debt is also at record levels. The financial stability of utilities is of particular concern as they seek to forge partnerships with private equity firms, natural gas providers, tech companies, and other entities. In today's RBN blog, we'll explore the multiple drivers of utility capital investment, analyze the impact of rising debt, and explore the challenges of raising future capital. Capital expenditures by a group of 38 publicly traded electric utilities in the U.S. have more than doubled over the past 11 years, from $104 billion in 2015 to an estimated $211 billion in 2025. The sector now has the highest CapEx of any U.S. industry, surpassing the transportation and retail sectors. The Edison Electric Institute, or EEI, the association that represents all U.S. investor-owned electric companies, expects utility CapEx growth to accelerate with investment of more than $1.3 trillion in 2026 to 2030 as U.S. electricity demand is projected to grow by 25 to 32% by 2030. The projected annual growth rate is nearly 6x the historical growth rate of 1% per year. This historic expansion of capital investment is driven by data center load growth, see suspicious mines and stormfront, grid modernization, resilience upgrades, and renewables. The big kahuna is data center slash AI load growth, with an expected doubling of power demand by 2030, accounting for about 55% of the forecast growth in peak load over the next 5 years. The remaining increase in demand is coming from a combination of industrial electrification, manufacturing, reshoring, and residential demand, including growth in electric vehicles, see the long road. As to where the investments are going, CapEx on new generation accounted for 30% of total 2025 outlays, or about $64 billion, while another 14%, or $29 billion, was allocated to building out natural gas infrastructure, mainly pipelines, to support new electricity production. Other big tranches went to electric distribution, $68 billion, 32%, and transmission, $38 billion, 18%, as utilities responded to pressure from customers, regulators, and rating agencies to enhance the safety, reliability, and resiliency of the U.S. electric grid, see Electric Avenue. Hardening infrastructure against the rising impact of climate change is a primary focus. Another is the replacement of long-neglected aging infrastructure. Utilities also are upgrading high-voltage lines and deploying smart technology, including new meters, sensors, and automated controls. The cost of replacing assets damaged or destroyed by recent storms and wildfires has also substantially increased due to a number of factors, including transformer and other equipment supply shortages, insufficient equipment manufacturing capacity, tariffs, and higher material prices, especially for copper. Back to new generation investment for a moment. Estimates vary widely, but it seems likely that many tens of gigawatts, or gigawatts, of new gas-fired generating capacity will be developed by utilities and independent power producers over the next few years, see Dive In, as will large amounts of new renewable capacity, especially solar and wind, see Together in Electric Dreams. Significant spending has also been allocated to the construction of new battery storage facilities as well as infrastructure to connect often remote new wind and solar facilities to the grid. With enormous pressure from regulators and policymakers to increase the volume and reliability of electric supply, there is little chance that the industry will slow investment. The major question is how to finance this historic spending. Traditionally, utilities have sought rate increases to fund CapEx. Requested rate increases rose to record highs in 2019 to 2024, and retail electricity prices, across all sectors, increased 23% over that period, with residential prices climbing nearly 26%. This surge has incited major resistance to future increases from both consumers and politicians. Electricity costs were a major issue in recent gubernatorial campaigns, with the newly elected governor of New Jersey promising a rate freeze upon taking office. Although utilities had more than $20 billion in proposed net rate increases as of September 2025, the likelihood of full approval is slim. Utilities have also relied on new equity issuances to partially fund capital investment, with proceeds from new shares offsetting more than 20% of CapEx in 2018 to 2020. However, the market appetite for large equity sales that significantly dilute shareholder equity has diminished since the pandemic. Power companies have shifted dramatically to slower, continuous equity issuances through at-the-market, or ATM, programs, through which shares are sold incrementally into the existing trading market at prevailing market prices by a broker-dealer and through dividend reinvestment plans for existing shareholders. Equity issuances were forecast to fund about 14% of 2025 capital expenditures, but are very unlikely to be accelerated enough to cover the faster rising investment on the horizon. The fact is, utility CapEx has been rising far beyond the increase in rate revenues and equity issuances, and publicly owned utilities have been cash flow negative for 10 consecutive years. To make up the deficit, companies have been forced to turn to debt financing. Debt for the 38 companies in our study universe has nearly doubled to more than $800 billion since 2019. The rise began in 2020 as utilities accelerated grid modernization and renewables build-out. The trend continued in 2022 despite rising interest rates and accelerated significantly at the dawn of the AI revolution in 2023, reaching record levels in 2024 and into 2025. Despite rising CapEx and debt, electric utilities sustained shareholder support by continuing the strong dividend programs that have made them a staple in the portfolios of income investors. In 2024, 94% of publicly traded utilities raised their dividends by an average of 5%, and the average yield rose to 3.9% in 2025, the third highest of any U.S. industry. However, supporting dividends has contributed to the weakening balance sheets, as the total free cash flow after CapEx and dividends has averaged a negative $85 billion over the past 5 years. Increased debt has also elevated debt-to-capital ratios for the industry from the long-held traditional 50-50 equity debt split to the 55% to 65% range. Debt-to-equity ratios average 1.5 to 1.6x, with the larger multi-utilities, electric plus gas, at an even higher 1.76 average. The ratios place the leverage burden of electric utilities among the highest of any economic sector, along with airlines, which depend heavily on aircraft financing. Interest coverage ratios for the group have dipped as low as 5x in recent years from the traditional 10x. Rising debt shows signs of beginning to erode the electric industry's traditional strong credit ratings. Approximately 70% of publicly traded utilities held a rating of BBB+, investment grade, or higher, a level that has remained steady since 2015. However, in the first 9 months of 2025, credit downgrades exceeded upgrades by 3-to-1. Approximately 20% of the outlooks for utilities were negative or watch negative, compared with only 7% being positive. In December 2025, S&P Global issued a negative outlook for U.S. regulated utilities in general in 2026, specifically citing converging, substantial and costly infrastructure financing needs. The obvious solution for electric utilities to stem the tide of rising debt to fund the ongoing capital investment surge is to explore alternative funding. One traditional avenue has been asset sales, especially non-regulated or non-core assets such as solar and wind facilities. Some have sold minority interests in their regulated businesses. Minnesota-based Elite Incorporated went even further, transitioning to private ownership with its $6.2 billion sale to the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, or CPIB, and Global Infrastructure Partners, or GIP. But asset sales are a one-time, stopgap measure. The primary avenue for utilities has been seeking partnerships with other entities, including technology companies, private equity firms, and natural gas producers and midstream entities. Microsoft, OpenAI, Meta, Amazon and Google have signed multiple agreements with utilities to construct new generation facilities and transmission infrastructure, CI no places. Private equity investment in power infrastructure has also doubled since 2016 from an average of $17 billion annually to $37 billion annually, with the main targets being data centers and stakes in critical supply chain assets such as transmission and distribution systems. Natural gas producers have also been aggressively seeking long-term supply agreements, see options open. For example, Chevron in January 2025 announced a partnership with investment firm Engine No. 1 and power equipment maker GE Vernova to develop power foundries, large-scale power plants running on domestic natural gas to support AI infrastructure. The enormous projected growth in U.S. power demand makes these partnerships seem very attractive investments. There are caution flags for investors, though, see won't get fooled again. As inevitable as AI-driven data center growth may seem, it could turn out to be a bubble that might eventually burst, as has happened in the past with out-of-control oil and gas exploration. Also, Growing consumer resistance to soaring electric bills and the threat of recession could lead to lower residential and industrial demand. To sum up, soaring investment and debt is threatening to erode the traditional fortress-like balance sheets of U.S. utilities, which could be further weakened if demand growth forecasts prove to be too optimistic and if climate-related threats to the still-aging U.S. grid increase. These industry trends deserve watching as the pace of data center development accelerates. Ka-ching was written by Robert John Mutt Longay and Shania Twain and appears as the 12th song on Shania Twain's fourth studio album, Up. The song's lyrics focus on greed and consumerism. It was released as a single in Europe in February 2003 and went to the top 20 charts in most countries, number 1 in Portugal. Personnel on the record were Shania Twain, vocals, Kevin Churko, programming, Simon Dougal, bass, keyboards, drum programming, percussion, Diamond Dougal, synthesizer, keyboards, synthesizer, keyboards, percussion, Paul Lime, drums, Brent Mason, guitar, Robert John Mutt Lang, Mauro Pagini, backing vocals, the Irish Film Orchestra, strings, and Gavin Greenaway, string arrangements. Up was recorded from the fall of 2001 to the summer of 2002 at Compass Point Studios in Nassau, Bahamas, Officine Maconish in Milan, Italy, Windmill Lane in Dublin, Ireland, and Anupama Studio Visuals in Mumbai, India. The album was released as a two-disc CD in North America. The red disc contained pop songs and the green disc had country songs. Produced by Robert John Mutt Lang and Simon and Diamond Dougal, it was released in November 2002 and went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 200 and Top Country Albums charts. It has been certified 11X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 8 singles were released from the LP. This was the last album produced by Twain's then-husband, Mutt Lang, before their divorce. It was her last studio release until 2017. As a side note, Compass Point Studios, where much of the album was recorded, was owned by Island Records founder Chris Blackwell. It was where producer Mutt Lang first made his mark as a producer, producing AC/DC's Back in Black album at the studio, which went on to sell more than 50 million copies worldwide. After many successful years recording a multitude of hit albums there, Blackwell closed the studio in September 2010 due to the unstable political environment and high crime rate in the area. As of 2020, a cafe is at the site now. The studio building is locked, with all the old recording equipment inside collecting dust, deeply vested with the vibe of what once happened there. Shania Twain, Eileen Regina Edwards, is a Canadian country music singer and songwriter. She signed her first recording deal with Mercury Records Nashville in 1993. She has released 6 studio albums, 2 live albums, 3 compilation albums and 44 singles. She has sold more than 100 million records worldwide. She has won 5 American Music Awards, 5 ACM Awards, 11 Billboard Music Awards, 2 CMA Awards, 5 Grammy Awards, and 2 World Music Awards. Her last studio album, Queen of Me, was released in February 2023. She last toured in 2025, including a residency at the Bakkt Theater at Planet Rock in Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.